As voters fill out and then send in their ballots, the courts may soon decide whether those envelopes have to go right in the mailbox or whether someone can collect them and turn them in on the voter's behalf. A pending lawsuit challenges a new state law banning the practice critics call ballot harvesting, and it's just one of a handful of election and voting-related laws that have been struck down across the country. That's over the past several weeks in states like Texas, North Carolina, and Kansas. Now, each of those states' laws is obviously slightly different, but each dealt with voting ID in some form. Reporter Hank Stevenson writes about this in the Arizona Capital Times, and he joins me now. Hey, Hank.
Thanks for having me on.
So tell me about some of the laws that have been struck down in other states. What have they focused on?
Well, as you said, most of them touched on voter ID, and we already have a pretty strong voter ID law here in Arizona that was challenged years ago, upheld. But they also touched on a lot of different aspects of voting, like the North Carolina law, for example, that was struck down. Shorten the time frame that voters can vote early. It also eliminated same-day voter registration. And then the voter ID, it said basically you have to use these certain forms of voter IDs. And the court said essentially that African Americans are far less likely to have those certain forms of ID. And that was the main reason that they struck that law down. Wisconsin had eliminated in-person early voting on the weekends. That was part of their voter ID law. So most of them are wrapped up in voter ID stuff, but there's also all these other little kind of sidebars to the main voter ID law that are getting them in trouble as well.
Now, that argument about a law having a disproportionate effect on minority groups, African Americans or Hispanics, that's one of the arguments that folks here are making against the so-called ballot harvesting law, right?
Yeah, basically. This has been a tactic that was popularized by Latino Get Out the Vote groups, especially really came to fruition in the Pierce recall election when then Senate President Russell Pierce, a huge anti-immigrant supporter, was actually recalled from his office the first time in history, in large part because of these Latino groups going out and effectively gathering all these ballots and making sure that they made them to election officials in opposition to Pierce.
Now, the lawsuit that is in front of a judge here in Arizona, it's not just about ballot harvesting. There are some other things in there, including some of the fallout from the presidential preference election. Can you sort of remind us what all is in that lawsuit? Because it seems pretty broad.
Yeah, there's a couple things. The one that is kind of on the fast track right now that's already been discussed in oral arguments in the federal court is the ballot harvesting part. But there's several portions to this law. The plaintiffs also want some sort of federal court oversight over Maricopa County's polling plan, make sure that they have enough polling places so that the presidential preference election isn't repeated, where we saw those really long lines. They're also trying to get a change to the way that counties count provisional ballots. And a lot of times, I mean, the main reason that people have to fill out provisional ballots is they go to vote on election day and they go to the wrong voting place. They could be within all of their same districts, you know, legislative district, congressional district, but they're at the wrong place. Or they could be outside of their legislative district, one of the smaller district boundaries. But within their congressional district. So the plaintiffs are arguing that the county should count those votes when they can. So if you vote outside of your legislative district, but within your congressional district, instead of throwing out the entire ballot, you throw out the vote for the legislative district and keep the vote for congressional district president, you know, statewide races when we have those.
On the ballot harvesting issue, as you say, there have been oral arguments, and the law took effect with many other laws over the weekend. But Maricopa and Pima County officials have basically said, we don't know what to do with this. Like, we can't really do much about this in time for this year's election. Does that, in your mind, give the judge maybe a little more leeway as far as maybe not having to rule, like, right this minute?
Yeah, I think some people were kind of surprised that didn't come up in the oral arguments. But I think at the end of the day, the fact that this law is on the books is going to prevent large-scale ballot harvesting. You know, the groups that have traditionally done it are not going to be out there trying to get 10,000 ballots because that puts their volunteers at risk. So I think the pressure is still on to rule before the primary election. And, you know, generally this tactic is used in the final days of the election after it's too late to mail in your ballot. And you can, of course, go and drop it off yourself, but a lot of people don't have that kind of time. So they trust these volunteers to take their ballots and drop them off, especially in those final days of the election cycle. So I think the pressure is still definitely on to get a decision, and then there will be appeals and it'll be ongoing, but at least we'll have some road already laid to figure out what to do this election cycle.
Does it seem like the laws that we've discussed in other states, I mean, is there any precedent there? Does that matter in any way to what the judge here might do with this lawsuit?
I mean, not necessarily, because they're not the same laws. You know, they're not even all that similar. Arizona's one of the few areas where there are large-scale ballot harvesting efforts, a real kind of organized campaign of ballot harvesting or ballot collection. But I think, you know, the fact that they're all kind of being challenged under the same things. I mean, they're looking at the Voting Rights Act. They're looking at the 14th Amendment as the main basis for these challenges. And that's the exact same route that election advocates have taken in other states to striking down these laws.
Based on the people with whom you've spoken, did you get the sense that people on both sides of the ballot harvesting issue are going to be watching what happens this year extra closely to bolster their argument or try to rebut claims from the other side about the effect of this practice?
Oh, absolutely. I think that, you know, it'll be very closely watched to see if, you know, people are still doing it, even though elections officials say they're not enforcing it. And as I said, you know, we're going to be going through appeals, so there's, you know, no reason that these groups won't be paying super close attention to see what happens and, you know, maybe bring that up in court at a later date.
Is there a concern that depending on when a ruling comes, like people might just not know? It might be kind of confusing as to what the rules of the road are for an election?
I think it's already confusing. You know, the fact that the election officials are saying we're not going to enforce this leads some people to think, well, then it's legal. But that's not really the case. It's just that they specifically are not going to be busting people. There could be, you know, undercover law enforcement operations. There could be just people calling the police to complain if a volunteer goes by their house and asks them if they want to give over their ballot. So I think that'll definitely be something that people are watching.
Hank Stevenson is a reporter for the Arizona Capital Times. Hank, thank you.
Thanks for having me on.